USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Supreme Court Justice Chief John Roberts on Monday temporarily halted the end of Title 42 policy that allows the U.S. to expel migrants at the southern border. Roberts issued the administrative stay pending the High Court's decision. Republicans asked them to intervene and have said the Biden administration has no plan in place. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser has already seen 2,500 people a day cross into the USA illegally.
And that's 150,000 coming through in a single month, and that's where the federal government and the state will need to help us.
President Biden is condemning a rise in anti-Semitism. At a Hanukkah reception at the White House Monday night, Biden said he recognized fear that the behavior was becoming all too common.
As your president, I want to make this clear. As my dad would say, and many of you have said, silence is complicity. We must not remain silent. And I made no bones about it from the very beginning. I will not be silent. America will not be silent.
Congressional negotiators have reached an agreement on a proposed $1.7 trillion omnibus package to fund the federal government through most of 2023. If lawmakers are to avoid a shutdown, they must debate and pass the 4,155-page measure that could still be amended by the Senate and House by the end of Friday. A Los Angeles jury convicted 70-year-old Harvey Weinstein Monday on one count of rape and two counts of sexual assault involving an Italian actress in her Los Angeles hotel room during a film festival in February of 2013. Other charges were dropped. Monday's mixed verdict follows nearly 3 years after a New York jury convicted Weinstein of similar charges. In that case, he was sentenced to 23 years in prison. Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams fall to the Green Bay Packers 24-12. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
SpaceX has successfully launched three Falcon 9 rockets in less than 34 hours apart, leaving the company only one more mission to go to reach CEO Elon Musk's ambition target of 60 launches in 2022. SpaceX began the feat on December 16th with the Falcon 9 launch of a joint U.S.-French surface, water, and ocean topography mission that was out of Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. The United States is not the only country in the world with a crisis at their border. The United Kingdom wants to pay another country to take in their immigrants.
That plan is on hold for now, thanks to a ruling by the High Court, Britain's version of the Supreme Court. Britain's conservative government came up with a plan to pay Rwanda millions to host people caught living in the UK illegally. Their asylum claims would then be processed. Several groups questioned the legality of that deal, and the High Court agreed, saying that every person's claim must be assessed individually. I'm Richard Johnson.
An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of the 10 claims brought by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson dismissed 8 out of the 10 counts in Lake's election lawsuit. He ruled that they did not fall under the proper criteria. The 2 counts that Judge Thompson ruled can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on election day and ballot chain of custody. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.